The University Tower Chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excelente. You're back in the purple zone.
Oh, I am. I didn't get a memo, but no. I figured the shirt was clean and hides the wine stains.
So. That's right. Exactly.
It works well. Well, you do know CCS puts on one of the largest wine auctions around.
Do you really?
I think the largest what?
Wine auctions.
Wine auctions.
Now, when does that take place?
It was a couple weeks ago. It was pretty zhuzhy. Huh. I mean, way swankier than I could ever afford, but you know.
Is that a fundraiser?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they raised like a couple million for scholarships.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, when tickets are $1,500 a piece and they sell out.
Wow. There must be some serious wine in that thing.
Well, one of the things that we're concerned about, because the school's got a lot of connections with the wineries in Napa.
Uh-oh. Really?
We hope they're still there.
Yeah. Hopefully they did not burn down, huh?
Yeah, wow. Hopefully they did not burn down.
Wow.
Professor
Heather Hill Vasquez is here with us from the Department of English.
Hello.
Hello.
It occurs to me that I guess I should mention that one of my closest relatives got into CCS.
Oh, dear. What department?
I'm talking about my daughter.
Oh.
What? What's wrong?
She's seriously considering going, right?
I don't know if she is or not. Oh, I mean, right now it's all...
It's all theoretical?
I have no idea. I expected more of a response from Professor Chow.
It's my alma mater. I'm supposed to.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye on her if she's there.
No. I don't know. I mean, it just, you know,
it's kind of exciting.
I guess. I don't know. It was one of the first acceptances. So, but anyway,
she's good.
I'm okay. You know, we are sending out our best wishes and all our love to our sister colleague, Professor Oljar, who's currently in the hospital.
Ailing. She's incapacitated at the moment.
Yep, she is texting me as I speak, so that's always a good sign.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the text talk, we could like put her in as like a robot voice on the show. I don't know if she'd like that, though.
James Earl
know.
Jones.
Yeah,
we get the James Earl Jones
I guess.
Voice.
Yes.
But I'll let you go on to our next esteemed panelist.
Okay. Professor Joe Avocet is here from the Department of Communication Studies.
Indeed I am.
Comm studies is what you said a few minutes ago.
Communication studies. You know. Actually, the name itself engenders quite a bit of controversy.
Does
because
it?
Some departments will list themselves as speech communication.
Okay.
Some will list themselves as just communications with an S. Some will say communication studies. And then communication itself is kind of in that nebulous area. Is it a humanities-based discipline or is it a social science discipline?
Social science, right.
And that's where the divisions start as to what to call the name. Speech implies rhetoric, and rhetoric is one area of communication studies, but it is not the only area. There's communication scholars who do a lot of experimental research and quantitative, so... The name communication studies, I think, is the best.
It covers the psychological
Can't
aspect.
Can't we all just get along?
Yes. Studies, yeah.
Right. We're studying something here.
And like my degree is communication arts, actually, which is something of a misnomer because my training is as a social scientist.
Oh,
and arts is more towards the humanities.
Very cool. Well, you're bridging the gap for us
every day,
Joe.
I suddenly feel a whole lot smarter.
I'm going to communicate better with Professor Dan Maggio of the FIRST organization.
Hi, Matt.
So are you driving out this weekend, looking at the sights, going to any competitions?
No.
Staying at home watching football?
I am putting stuff away for the winter.
Oh, well, that's
my task.
Oh, that's a big deal.
And then a friend of mine is coming in from Ann Arbor to celebrate his birthday.
Very nice.
So
happy birthday, Dan's friend.
Kenny? Kenny.
That's what I thought. It was his birthday a couple days ago.
Yep, he will be in town tomorrow.
Very cool. Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. We were just finishing up some random questions in random order on random topics from Amy Dixon, long-time question submitter. We had a couple more to go. We had just done to catch Professor Hill Vasquez up. What did the incoming class have entering Harvard in the fall of 1967 that they never had before? And it was female classmates. Fall 1967. We thought that that seemed too recent, but then someone pointed out, I think it was Kendra, that many women had attended Wellesley leading up to that point. So how about we go from that to what cut of meat is also known as, quote, the seven-bone steak, unquote?
Rack of ribs?
No, like I've never ribs? Heard this one before, actually. Oh. Even though I know the cut that they're talking about. It's often, when ground up, one of the cheapest cuts you can buy.
Ground chuck?
Chuck, yes. Yeah. It's the chuck steak.
What's chub?
Chub?
Yeah. Wasn't that's that mentioned fish. On a Simpsons episode where he says, because she goes for an even cheaper cut of meat when I don't know what chub is or yeah. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
I'm remembering
vaguely?
Something. Yes.
Okay.
There has to be something below chuck, right?
Isn't chub like is. A steak? No, a fish, and then it's also an insurance firm, isn't it?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Wow.
I get all of my... Group. I get all yeah, of my...
Radio, isn't that the radio group out of Windsor?
Wow.
No, chum.
Chum.
Oh, I get all of my information right. about... Okay. Steaks. May I speak now? I get all of my information about meat from The Simpsons.
Well, of course
so
you do.
Anyway.
Who
no,
wouldn't?
I'm kidding,
who
you wouldn't? Guys. I'm totally kidding.
Chub. Chub and chuck and chum. We covered a lot of ground there. We really, really did. The common darter and the southern hawker are types of...
Birds.
They're not birds. That would be an obvious darter. Choice. But they are things that fly. But what are they?
The darter?
I was going to say fish, but...
Common
not...
darter and the southern hawker. I feel like I could do a...
Bats?
They're not bats. They're not bats.
So not in the bird family. Are they flies?
They're a kind of fly.
Firefly?
A mosquito.
Zigzag, a zigzag
butterfly.
Fly?
Butterfly.
What are you doing?
This that I'm doing is what this kind of a fly does. It goes a place, it stops, and then it changes direction.
It's like a hummingbird.
Not a yeah, hummingbird.
I know that, but... So what fly flies like a hummingbird?
That's a good way to solve this problem. I'm surprised by you guys.
Tsetse fly?
Yeah. Mosquito? Yeah.
Mosquito. It's a dragonfly. Oh. A dragonfly has the ability to stay
of course.
In
okay.
the middle
right.
of the air. Yeah.
Darning needles.
No, it's darning needles.
They're also called darning needles.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Dragonflies? Right. Okay.
I've never heard that before.
That's
wow.
You're
kidding.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm away from my microphone.
That's all right.
Coffee calls.
I'm remembering a buddy of mine in high school getting a dragonfly tattoo, and it was the first time I had ever inadvertently been exposed to the running stereotype joke, it's personal, because the question you always get is, why a dragonfly? It's personal. Can't go further than that, I guess. What's the capital of Chechnya?
Oh.
Personal.
No.
No. Starts with a G. It's a fairly well-known city, actually.
Oh, not that well known.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Apparently. Glasgow. No.
It's not Glasgow. Definitely not Glasgow.
Gorbachev.
Gorbachev. No.
And of course, we don't have the right map up here. Doggone it.
No. The capital of Chechnya is Grozny, is the name of the city.
All right.
Did you say it begins with a J?
G.
Oh, G. I thought you said J. I'm sorry.
Grozny. Which European city is home to Galileo Galilei Airport?
Milan?
No, not Milan, not Rome.
Florence.
Not
Galileo
Florence.
Galilei?
Toledo?
That's his name. It's not Toledo, no.
Where was he?
Rome?
Not Rome.
No, we went there. Rome.
Are we in the right country?
Italy?
You're in the right country because I said Italy.
Venice?
No. Oh, yeah. I didn't say Italy, but you're in the right country. Oh. How's that? My bad? I couldn't even tell the name of the perfume awards on the last show, so.
What's
I could give it away in 2 seconds.
Vatican City.
No?
No. By putting my pencil here in a vertical form and then tilting it slightly.
Pisa,
yes. Pisa. Okay. Pisa, Italy, has the Galileo Galilei Airport. What does a luthier work on or repair? A luthier, L-U-T-H-I-E-R.
Lights.
Not lights. Not something even close to lights, I'm afraid.
Animal, mineral, veg,
Can you spell luthier? It again? I'm
yes.
sorry.
Luthier. What does a luthier work on or repair?
Lutherans?
That has to happen at some point, right? It's the 500th anniversary of the 95 Theses just a few days ago, Halloween Day. No, it is a musical instrument.
Lutes. Yeah. Harps.
Is it a lute? Harp?
Guitars. I mean, go to the modern lute, I'd say. We say the violin is what a luthier would work on. Right. Yes, so a lute was great. Of course, the medieval history person would know that one. Would you say a lute was medieval?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, if you say so.
All right, we're moving on to another set of questions. Let's see here. These questions and responses are based on the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, special insert with the Detroit Free Press from 4 December 2016. If you can believe it, it's already been 76 years since the attack on Pearl Harbor. There are 11 questions. The prof should be able to answer 90% correctly, so that's 9.9 questions that we have to get correct. This is pretty crazy. These are submitted by our executive producer, Professor Dr. Vivian Dix. So we'll see how well we can do on these.
Our jobs are riding on this.
Thank you, Professor Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sending these in, Vivian. On which of the Hawaiian Islands did the Pearl Harbor attack first take place? Kind of spread out after a little bit, but
Oahu?
It was Oahu. It was Oahu. Good guess. Good guess. Did you know that?
Or was it? It's the only one I could pronounce.
Okay. Well, what about Hawaii?
Oh.
What about the Big Island, as they say? Who was the president of the United States upon the attack at Pearl Harbor?
FDR. Roosevelt.
Yep. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. What famous phrase was created, essentially, in the president's speech of 8 December 1941?
Infamy. How's that?
This day will live in infamy?
Yeah.
I actually have this here, and it won't surprise anyone, because Vivian knows and loves detail. Matt, be sure the professors use the word date and not day. December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. Yes.
Do we get partial credit?
I'm giving partial credit.
Thanks.
That's a point
she
nine.
She wrote the key, but I'm grading the paper.
Yeah, that's the point nine. We'll take that one. Okay. We can't afford to miss anymore.
No, you can't miss anymore. At what time of day did U.S. radar operators detect incoming Japanese planes?
Early morning.
Very early. That's pretty partial credit in my
world. Right 7:48 a.m.
Pretty close.
5:47.
It was 7:02 a.m. December 7th.
Close.
At what time of day, this is kind of interesting, did the Japanese pilots start dropping their bombs?
10:05.
It wasn't that late, but it was later than 7:02.
Mm-hmm. 8:57.
9:30.
It says it was 7:50 a.m.
Oh.
7:50 a.m.
45 minutes.
The details are, the commander on duty had dismissed the operator's warnings, believing what they spotted was a formation of U.S. planes that had left Pearl Harbor on their way to San Francisco. That is terribly unfortunate.
And isn't there that conspiracy theory going around that they knew it was going to happen?
There's always a conspiracy.
We've heard about that before, haven't we?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know if we would have allowed something like that to happen, you know. It's a little bit tricky.
To drag us into the war?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's certainly what the outcome of the event was.
Conspiracy wasn't the last of the JFK assassination documents those released, except for a few that President Trump decided to hold back recently. Yeah.
Yes, something like that. Mm. When will we get the full story?
Maybe he wants to read them.
Gosh. He wants to be the smartest person.
Just the short bulleted listed ones.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And drawn little pictures.
140 characters.
Yeah.
Allegedly, one of the Japanese pilots, as the attack begun, shouted, "Tora, Tora, Tora."
Great movie.
In English, what was he shouting? I know the movie, too, but I did not know what the translation
meant. Victory, victory, victory.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. No, that's not what it means. It's an animal name in Japanese.
Dragon.
That's a good guess,
tiger?
But it's not. Tiger is what it is. Tiger,
I was
gonna
say dragonfly.
That's a lot of syllables. And while we ponder those syllables, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1988.
The University of Detroit, presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have three of our regulars with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Golder, hi.
Hello, yes, that's right. And on Sarah's right, from the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
See, who is he today?
I just read a lovely article about Australia.
All right. The questions for today, all of which are Bert Tilly questions, have been culled from something like 340,000 of them that he has sent in over the last 6 months. For what cartoon did Donald Duck win his first Oscar? 1942 was the year.
The Donald Duck movies had names?
Yes.
Mm. I'd forgotten that. Mm. Of course, they had to, didn't they?
Yes.
That old canard?
No.
The Farmer Takes a Wife.
No, it had to do with the war.
Oh, yeah. They sell it now in the video stores, and you see him wearing his little helmet.
That's right.
Okay,
and there was a song.
It's called Donald Duck Uncovered.
No,
it's called Duck Uncovered. Of course.
It's called, I know what it's called. It's called The Ducks of War.
The Ducks of War.
And we're back with some great questions from our executive producer, Dr. Vivian I. Dix. And we are talking all about Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941. So Tora, Tora, Tora means tiger, tiger, tiger. And we're moving on to the Japanese had planned an attack in three waves. How many were actually performed that day?
Just one?
Not one.
Two.
It says two. The third was called off because the Japanese believed the U.S. would be able to mount a significant counterattack by that time. It shows the difference between planning and execution, I guess. Oh, my. These are the sort of things where things get out of hand. How many U.S. ships were sunk or severely damaged?
Ooh, 17.
It's higher.
Oh.
24.
I'm giving it to you. 21, if we take the average of the two numbers. 21 gigantic ships.
Well, some Kendra still did leave, so somebody has to come in.
Somebody's got to.
How many U.S. planes in the airfields and on those ships were destroyed?
Oh, 180.
Dan, you amaze me. 188 is what history records.
Man.
And you hit it nearly the nail on the head. That's incredible.
I got to have you throw pitch horseshoes for me.
Huh? Mathematician.
That's a lot of planes.
It is.
Oh, my. The USS Arizona, which sunk on that day, had, in 1934, been featured in a Hollywood romantic comedy. Name the movie, and for extra credit, name the stars who appeared in it.
Like Pennies from Heaven, Bernadette Peters, I mean, Steve Martin?
Operation Petticoat?
No, that was back in the... This was when was the movie
1934.
Made?
Oh, 1934.
The film was made in 1934?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't Wings? Hear that. It's my fault.
Well,
it had a nautical theme and name.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
That's pretty nautical.
That's a good one. Yeah.
No. And I guess the Arizona...
Ships Ahoy.
Didn't.
It was a romantic comedy.
I mean, Heather, you're a lot closer than you think.
Ships
Ahoy. Oh,
is
Anchors
it Ginger,
Away.
Is it Ginger Rogers and Frank?
Anchors
Ginger,
Away.
Yeah,
Anchors Away. No,
no it, but you're sort of in the wheelhouse, right? It's Here Comes the Navy.
Oh,
was the name of the movie starring James Cagney and Gloria Stewart. Okay. And I think with
Never.
That loss, unfortunately, it looks like Vivian has stumped us. We have one more question to go.
She doesn't get a mug. Mm-hmm. No mug.
Within 9 days of the attack, the Michigan National Guard were called into service. What Michigan group created during World War I stepped in to provide security for Michigan bridges and tunnels, among other sites?
National Guard,
Coast
the cavalry?
Coast Guard?
Mm-mm.
So this was a
special... We sent the National Guard to Hawaii.
Right.
Okay. Who stayed behind to help keep our state safe?
Merchant Marines.
No, that's a good guess.
The Boy Scouts. Thank the Girl you. Scouts.
No.
I was going to say the Boy Scouts.
Well, they're scrappy bunch.
This was a unit from World War I that stayed behind.
Created during World War I, yep. If you guys don't know, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
Hold on. Okay, are they still around?
I don't think they are. I think that they've since been merged or disbanded based on the need.
The UDM Glee Club?
No.
Oh.
They were called the Michigan State Troops.
Oh.
founded after World War One, the Michigan State Troops. That's pretty
nice. I was
waiting
to hear like the Harlem Globetrotters or something like that.
No, it wasn't the Harlem Globetrotters.
Meadowlark Lemon.
Wasn't the B-Cats. Okay. Wasn't the B-Cats from Berkeley or anything like that. Okie dokie. More questiones. Let's see what we got. Dear panelists.
Plural.
The last time I sent in questions, it was on Captains Real and Imaginary. That took some serious research. Oof. I'm just too darn tired to do legwork this time around, so please forgive me as I hit the Wikipedia random button this time and give you 20 questions. I hope you enjoy. Regards, and as always, Viva Las Vegas. Michelle Horner. Thanks for sending questions, Michelle.
Send more, as always.
Send more, as always. What advocacy group was founded by Maggie Kuhn?
Mothers Against Drunk Driving?
No, that's a great guess, by the way. I've never heard of this group before, and so I really need your guys' help.
What are they?
It's a color and a animal, one of those kind of things.
Purple tiger kind of thing?
Nope. Like
Black Panthers?
No, it says the Gray Panthers.
Oh, the Senior Citizen Advocacy Group. Oh,
is it really? Yeah, really? Oh, what do you know? I've never heard of it before. Okay. Good old Maggie Kuhn.
Yeah.
What body of water does the Danube flow into? Where's Jim Tubbs when you need him?
He said Ethics Bowl.
There you go.
Oh, well, that was the question, wasn't it?
Is there a Tubbs in the house?
There you go. Yeah. I got that one right.
Partial credit. What body of water does the Danube flow into?
Never good with the rivers. That's in Germany.
It's in Hungary.
No,
it's in many parts of Europe, the Danube.
Oh, yeah, we had a question on that once. Yes. It hits like 17 or 21 countries.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we had to list like almost.
So is it the Black Sea?
Black Sea, yeah. Way it's to the go Black down. Sea. Well done.
I still like Heather's answer better, but, you know, it still works.
If the Statue of Liberty was sized appropriately for her sandals,
oh, good Lord.
What sandal size would she wear?
2032.
It's a great question.
Say 104.
It's quite a bit larger.
604.
It's larger than that.
1209.
It's lower than that.
Oh, okay. Where's Kendra?
842.
How about 879? So pretty close.
Finally got one.
879.
Wide. Very wide.
Very, very, very wide. Yes. Hilarious. 879. I mean, that's just a matter of running a proportion calculation, but it still is really, really funny. I think it's funny. How many sheets of paper make up the unit called a ream?
500.
500. Mm-hmm. Just enough for you to do a little bit of a workout there.
Yes.
About 10 pounds. In a tarot deck, the equivalent of a regular deck of cards, Joker, is what?
Something of cups. The thing of cups. No.
There are cups, from what I understand. But
The fool.
The fool.
I have one of my students designing a tarot deck.
Who's more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows? What is the name of the Liverpool, England airport? Don't think too hard.
Is it the Beatles?
It's not the Beatles, but...
McCartney International...
The John Lennon Airport, okay. The John Lennon Airport.
Somehow I didn't think it was going to be the Ringo Airport.
The Richard Starkey Airfield. Oh, my. What natural phenomena are measured on the Mercalli scale? Mercalli, Mercalli.
Earthquakes, is it?
Earthquakes is what it says. Yes, earthquakes.
Maggio is hot today.
Yeah,
he's based on fire.
He's cooking with methane.
In what U.S. state is the Petroglyph National Monument?
Montana?
Not Montana, that's a good guess.
Nevada.
Mm-mm.
Petroglyph.
Petroglyph.
Is it Michigan?
It's not. That's a pretty good guess, too. It's not Arizona.
New Mexico?
It's New Mexico. You guys were sort of.
Isn't there when you go up Van Dyke toward the thumb? Isn't there some sort of petroglyph?
There's some sort of cave drawing,
cave
or
something. Yeah, absolutely. Up by Pinnabog.
Octagon. Okay.
I mean that's true, but we're not the national monument. You know, that's over in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. From what country did the Seychelles gain their independence in 1976? Who owned the Seychelles first?
Dutch?
It wasn't the Dutch.
It's not the Dutch.
France? Seychelles? It sounds French.
Australia?
No, it's none of those things.
I'm really bad at geography.
Seychelles is the name of
the islands.
Yes, a group of islands.
Yeah, I remember they had a Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Indonesia, New Zealand.
Portugal.
You guys are sort of ignoring an obvious good first guess answer.
Islands.
The U.S.
Even before that. How about the United Kingdom?
United Kingdom. Okay, the UK. Oh. Oh.
What was Spencer Tracy's last film?
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
That is exactly correct.
Love that movie.
Yes. Commented on as one of my favorites, says. What is dorophobia? D-O-R-A.
Fear of explorers.
Fear of... No.
What? It's not the fear of explorers?
It is not.
Sleep? Sleep?
No. Dora. No, that's good, too. It looks like a Latin root, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the phobias are always the Greek root, and I don't know that much enough about that.
Dora.
Well, let's put it this way. If we had a convention of a certain kind where a lot of people dress up because they prefer to be animals than humans, these people might be very much afraid of going
furries?
To that. Fur is what the dorophobia of doraphobics are going to be afraid of, yes.
Fear of fur?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's a very interesting clue there.
Well, I knew that Dave would...
Thanks!
What is Yuma-con?
Yes.
This is sort of an all-around con, isn't it?
Japanese culture anime for...
Yeah. Where is that?
Downtown. Rensen.
That's Rensen. Oh,
yeah. It's big.
Big. Are you going?
No. My fursuit's out at the cleaners right now. So.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. What's your furry name?
No, I don't.
He's like, please stop talking.
I'll tell you off the air what happened in class earlier today.
Uh-oh. Who was the first football coach who won both the Rose Bowl and also the Super Bowl?
Dick Vermeil.
Dick Vermeil, right off the top of his head.
Okay.
This guy knows
it. USC?
No,
yeah, what were
UCLA
the teams?
And
UCLA.
St. Louis Rams.
Okay. And the Rams. There we go. Very nice.
And Pete Carroll's actually done it more recent.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I was gonna go.
That was USC.
And he had beat Ohio State. I forget. I think it was in the 76 Rose Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. What is the northernmost country in the area of the world called Scandinavia? The northernmost.
Iceland?
Mm-mm.
Greenland.
Finland?
Mm-mm.
Denmark.
Norway.
Norway.
It was the last one.
Kind of running out of countries.
Norway.
See, I kept on thinking Iceland was further north, but I guess
not. I don't think it is.
Well, I don't even know if Iceland is considered Scandinavian. I know Greenland is under Danish rule. Isn't
right. Jay? So it's technically Denmark. But I think Iceland's sort of Scandinavian. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to move on. So the time has come to say goodbye, Professor Maggio.
Oh, goodbye.
Professor Abbasid.
Take care.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Stay warm no matter where you are.
Professor Chow.
See you.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.